Hi everyone, and welcome to Just a Meme podcast, where we chat to up and coming Web3 teams about building blockchain technologies and solutions for real world problems. Today we have Luca joining us from Assetes, where they are tokenizing physical pieces of art into digital NFTs using the XRP Ledger technology. Really good to have you here, Luca. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thank you for hosting me and Assetes into this session.
No worries.
I'm really proud to share with you this time.
No, really excited to connect with another project on the XRP Ledger sort of ecosystem. So about your project, Assetes, how did it all start? How did you come up with the idea? And
okay,
tell us about the history of it.
Yeah, everything started around more than 1 year and a half ago. Since I really appreciate the future of the XRPL, and honestly, I think is the best, or even if we want to be a maximalist, one of the best blockchain in the world, because it's one of the fastest, cheapest, and now that is a very important issue, cleanest blockchain. So since we, and I, of course, especially me, appreciated a lot this blockchain, we decided to bring the tokenization of the fine art industry, where that is our final aim, of course, on the XRPL instead of other blockchain, maybe even more popular at the time, like Ethereum or Solana, Polygon, and so on. Why we decided to start this project, that of course we are a company based in Milan, because we think that in the fine art industry there are very important, huge, if I could use this word, entry barriers for both sides, for collectors but even for artists. For collectors, because as everyone could know, for buy a Signac, as we bought, or other important masterpiece, you have to spend 10,000, 100,000, 1 million euros, since we are in Italy, dollars, and so on. And of course, few people around the world could afford this amount. Also for an investing perspective, because suppose that you have 1 million euros. It's not natural that you put this 1 million that you have in just one basket, okay? Everyone in the financial world try to differentiate their strategies, their investment. So we decided to fractionalize, to try to lower the price for entering in the market. How? Creating the first phygital, as we called NFT. Phygital because we merge physical and digital. And the blockchain for us is very important because it helps us to reduce these entry barriers. I mean, if you want to attend, if you want to buy, for example, a very important artwork, you have two chances. The first one now, to go to a gallery, a very important gallery, and they have to sell you this artwork. The second one, to attend an auction. The most important right now, of course, are Christie's, Sotheby's, but there are hundreds right now of auction houses around the world. And people maybe do not know or do not simply have the chance to attend these auctions. So we decided instead, at the difference of some other projects that are of course very important right now, to build also the fractionalized world of the fine art industry in the blockchain, because it led to the buyer easier to buy it. Of course, we are building a marketplace, as everyone I think now know. But thanks to the blockchain, you have the chance to withdraw, of course, the token that is linked, okay, to a digital artwork and a share of a physical one. And you can sell it by yourself, in your family, to your friends, as you prefer. It is, I think, the power of the blockchain. We aim to, in our context, of course, in our industry, to reach the Internet of Value. I mean, the Internet of Value, as everyone knows, is the chance using internet to transfer value around the world. So, of course, there is the marketplace, and everyone has in the primary market to buy from our marketplace, of course, because we are also the custodian of the physical artwork. But you have the chance to sell on our marketplace, but also to withdraw. In this case, you are free. You can send it to, you can gift it to your family. You can sell it to everyone you know around the world, from UK to Italy to Japan to other every country around the world. Of course, for a regulatory reason, you have to communicate us, okay, this transfer. Just to notice, nothing else. By the way, you are free. And yes, if you use just a centralized marketplace, okay, you can't. And so through the marketplace, the blockchain, we want to give more freedom to the buyers to manage their properties. Yeah. And I think a really cool things, because you are free to do what you want. If you want, you can sell it on the marketplace, like, of course, other marketplaces that are existing, of course, in the fine art industries. But as you want, you could also sell it, send it as you prefer.
Yeah.
This is freedom.
I think there's quite a few interesting ideas there. I mean, art is quite a mysterious maybe subject for a lot of people, and how you value that and stuff like that. But I know from purely like a monetary perspective, art is probably one of the more resilient assets you can own. That's why rich people like to have them, that they appreciate quite well. I think I saw a stat that said like the art market is growing like 20% year over year or something like that. But like, I think for me, in down times, when the economy is tanking and going to chaos and stuff outside, art is kind of like just a solid investment, a sort of all weather portfolio sort of thing. I think the fractionalization of art is interesting as well, because that doesn't mean that no longer means you just have to buy a single piece of art. You can actually buy pieces of many different arts. So now you get to this place where you can sort of have a portfolio of art pieces that are all sort of differently weighted. And I think that's just fascinating.
Exactly. And also, in order to support the investing choice of our future customers, we are trying to differentiate the artworks that we are buying. Right now, I can share with you, of course, not the names, but currently, but we have already five artworks.
Okay. I was going to ask how you're doing with that. Yeah. I saw you announced the new one today.
in the following weeks and months, we will release. And we are continuing to buy them, of course, since we want to give to people that will choose us, of course, a different chance to select what they prefer. And of course, we have, for example, we have released a few days ago, a Signac,
yes,
Les Ardieux, that is a watercolor of Signac. We have other impressionist artists, but also we have more modern artworks, and we try to differentiate them along the time. So maybe if you want, if you like the Impressionist, you can pick among two or three painters that we have. If you prefer, of course, a more modern art, you can pick other artworks.
I guess as well for the clients you're sort of working with to secure the art, the investors there, on their side, I guess they also get liquidity from an asset that they previously had $1 million, euros locked into. And even if they can sell a portion of that and unlock that liquidity, I suppose it's good for them. Because like you say, you don't want just a whole big slab of money there when maybe there's different returns you could get elsewhere. So exactly. What's the sort of feedback from that side? Are investors quite open to the idea of doing this, or is there quite a lot of education that you are seeing on that side?
Yeah, of course. The fractionalized artworks, we are just at the beginning of a new way of investing, okay? Of course, as you mentioned at the beginning, fine arts is one of the most important and historical way of investing. It's the history tell us. But the way of investing in a fractionalized way is quite new. And I think we could probably say that we are the first, or one of the first. So maybe if there is someone around the world that we don't know, no one could tell us, hey guys, we were the first. Okay, we are one of the first, okay, to reach the fractionalized world, okay, and especially in the fine art, okay, the fractionalized fine art world on the using the blockchain.
Yeah.
And since there are a lot of benefits that we told before. One thing that is important for investors, and everyone is asking us in general, how do you manage your artworks?
Okay, is that like keeping it somewhere and
we
stuff like
don't
that?
Leave it in our kitchen or in our
I'll look behind you. I see you.
It's too dangerous, even for us, of course. So I'm joking. We work with a very important Italian company that is responsible for us, on behalf of us, to manage these artworks. And this company is specialized in manages fine artworks. So they are storing, and they will store, of course, our artworks according to preset standard quality and safety standard, in order to guarantee to us and, of course, to our future investors the best quality standards. And of course, every artwork that we buy, even if, of course, is an important cost, or insured.
Yeah, I was going to ask: are a lot of the artworks you have sitting in galleries, or is it mostly sort of these secure storage facilities right now?
Currently, of course, they are secured in specialized storages. Of course, we are working in the future, since our collection is growing. Okay, we are working to organize in future some tours or expositions.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
In order to let everyone, to investors, but to everyone, to benefit of the beauty of these artworks, because it is important. Artworks, we have to remember, okay, is a way of investing, but the most things, and this is why we choose the word aesthetics, is beauty.
Yeah.
Okay. Is one of the best expression of the humanity. And we think that fine artworks, okay, the beauty of the fine artworks are for or the stack or for the humanity, not for us. Of course,
yeah.
For security reason, we have to store in Cavo with some, of course, safety standards. It's normal. Everyone in the fine arts industry, if you want to preserve these artworks, have to use these safety standards. But
yeah,
we want to give back the beauty of these artworks.
Yeah,
organizing in future some specialized exposition. Of course, there is also a challenge, because if you move 1 million collection,
yeah,
5 million collection, you have to organize also the safety of the exposition, the movement from the Cavo to the place where are the exhibits and so on. So it's not simple. We are working for reaching also it. The most important thing is to preserve right now the quality, the safety of this artwork, the first things. Of course, we are working on several layers, okay? And we want in the future also to organize this tour, this exposition. But of course, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
For a safety reason, not for everything else.
Yeah, it's fascinating that you've got this probably worldwide audience because you've done this digital style of art, but it is appreciating that in the physical as well, that it's obviously going to become part of it in the future, which is really cool. So yeah, kind of coming back full circle to XRPL grants, you got a grant in this wave, was it wave two or was it wave one that you guys
wave
got
two
grant? Wave two. Okay, yeah. And that's going to help you build on XLS 20, which is the NFT standard. And I think you've already released a visualization thing and a minting platform.
Yeah,
for that.
We have released two tools for the community.
Yeah.
Since we come really, I'm not joking, we come from the XRP and the XRPL community. And we strongly believe in the strengths of the community and the blockchain behind the community. And we want to, of course, create some tools just for the community. And this is why we released, of course, in November, the first XRPL NFT visualizer that it was working, of course, with the XLS 16 standard.
Yep.
And in February and recently, we released the visualizer, the XLS 20D visualizer.
Yep.
Okay, and the XLS 20D minter. Of course, both tools currently are working on DevNet since the XLS 20D is not ready yet. So
yeah,
it's not commitment yet.
And you're in the same place.
Yeah. We are also, since we strongly believe in the blockchain as network, we are also a validator of the XRPL ledger, XRP ledger. And of course, we will be one of the first, we want to be one of the first to vote this amendment.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask about the validation. So you guys have a vote in the standards that go through?
Currently, we are not in the UNL, but but we will try to give our effort if we could, of course, because of course UNL is the selected validator inside the blockchain in the XRPL, of course, and we are not in the UNL, even if it will be our pleasure to join us if we have the chance in the future. So if someone in the UNL are asking us, please consider our application for the UNL. I'm joking. We are really proud now to be a validator. If we have the chance in the future, since we are quite new, of course, to move forward and to become a part of the UNL, we will be really proud, and we will be an honor for us also to contribute to the foundation, directly to the UNL.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good thing. It's something that we're looking into with the next grant and stuff. Obviously, it's always funding dependent and stuff like that. But yeah, I think I remember back in whenever it went a bit haywire and everyone stepped up, and I thought that community spirit just shone through how strong that community is, like you said, and you guys stepping up to the plate sort of thing and offering your services was amazing. So yeah, I think on behalf of XRPL community, we're really grateful for guys like you, and hopefully more of us can get involved soon. So what's next then, I guess? So we've obviously, you and I are probably, we're both working on projects waiting for XLS 20 to be released. Do you have more sort of development work in the pipeline for Assetes as a platform?
Yeah, we are working on two marketplaces.
Okay.
One is CollateralArt, that is purely dedicated to digital art.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
And one is Assetes Figital, that is the link, of course, as we talked before, between physical fine art,
yeah,
and the digital one. Yeah. And the next month, we are working to release CollateralArt first,
yep,
and then Assetes Figital.
And okay,
we will start. I can share. I'm proudly. I can share with you today. We will start the artist selection from CollateralArt in the next weeks.
I was going to ask about that. Do you have like a list of artists who have shown interest, or is it like an ongoing process? So
yeah, now we will start the, of course, people are contacting us every day.
Yeah.
we want to start with a call for auction for artists. Okay, starting from that day, we will consider all the applications in order to give to everyone at the same level.
Yeah.
Not to advantage someone on behalf of others. Okay.
So this is going to be for digital artists who've
digital art. Yeah, of course.
Established a portfolio already, or is this for new people as well?
In the artist selection, artists have to upload the link of their artworks and the other features that you will see soon. And we want to, since I repeat, I think for the third or fourth time, strongly believe in the XRPL community. We want to give to the community the chance to select artists.
Yeah. Okay. So it's going to be some sort of community involvement in the process.
We want also to give the community the chance to vote, to be part of this selection process, since we strongly believe to make a connection with the XRPL community. So we want to be always in contact with the community. And a way, of course, is, okay, we have the chance to select the artworks and the artists, but we want that also the community has the same chance. So upon a selection of three or four artists, which artist do you prefer? And the first one we will drop and so on. It doesn't mean, of course, that maybe all the other guys that are not selected are not drop it. But if we have to do an order, we want that inside the, in the marketplace, the selected artists have a paved way.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I think that sounds really exciting for the communities to get involved and sort of guide the platform. I think it's something that every crypto project needs to do at some point in various ways. And yeah, it sounds like a perfect sort of fit the way you guys are doing it. Oh no, that's really cool. Yeah, I guess that's sort of bringing us to time, maybe. I don't know if you had any other bits you wanted to talk about, or anything else that was interesting over the last few days that you could share.
Okay. The first thing, guys, stay tuned, because we are building a lot. In the next weeks, we will release and other physical artworks that we bought, of course, and we will transform, if we can use this word, into a digital NFTs. So we have to keep in touch because more news will come in the future.
Amazing. No, I think that's a great place to start. I think that's a great place to stop. So I really thank you for your time. I really enjoyed talking to you. I think it's fascinating what you guys are doing. And I think the future is bright because, like we say, art is probably the one of the oldest investments. Land maybe pips the post a bit, but it is certainly shown its strength over time, and will continue to do so. So fascinating technology. And thank you for bringing it to the masses.
Thanks for hosting us and me tonight, because we are both in Europe. We are approaching the evening right now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go have a glass of wine and stare at some art, I think. It'll be cool. No, thank you so much. And look forward to chatting to you again.